If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
If you're currently renting an apartment or thinking about renting an apartment, I'm going to tell you why you should consider renting a room instead. Because the fact is, and this may surprise you, you actually end up in a much better situation by renting a room. Hello, my name is Ernest, and this is Advanced Perception, where a very experienced old guy like me offers surprising and often unconventional advice on a variety of life situations and troubles. So if you find this interesting or helpful, please subscribe and feel free to ask any questions or leave a comment in the description below. Now, let's jump into this. First off, I want to clarify what I mean by an apartment. I'm not talking about an exclusive luxury apartment. You know, those kinds of apartments for high-income people with their own private everything, a jacuzzi, and enough soundproofing that a bomb could go off in their apartment next to you and you wouldn't even hear it. I'm talking about your average apartment complex with 100 or even more units. And that right there is the first problem, parking. Now, most of these places are supposed to have their own designated parking spot for you. But sometimes the other people who live in the complex seem to think that a designated parking spot is a suggestion, not a rule. And that often includes when they have visitors. They take your parking spot when you're gone. And if this happens on a Friday or a Saturday when the office is closed, it can be a real pain in the ass to deal with. Sure. The complex may have signs posted with a towing warning, and you might be able to call and have their ass towed. But who the hell wants to go through all that when you're tired from a long day's work and you just want to pull in with what should be into your spot and go into your apartment? It happens all the time. I know, because I personally had to go through that bullshit more than once. Which leads me to the next issue, accidents. The more people that you have crammed into a relatively small space, the chance of someone running into your car when they're pulling out, or possibly hitting your car when they're pulling in, such as if they're intoxicated, or the not-so-considerate person that apparently wants to create a work of art from your driver's or passenger doors by not-so-gently banging into them when they open their doors. And again, this happens all the time. And oftentimes, there's nothing you can really do about it. It's simply a reality of apartment complex living. And speaking of living, let's talk about the often not too considerate neighbors. When you get an apartment, logistics is a very big part of the equation. If you're not able to get a top floor corner unit, you can be really screwed. Because otherwise, you end up anywhere else and you're going to have neighbors on either at least three sides of you, if not four. And there's a very high probability that at least two or more of those neighbors will be your neighbors from hell, with everything from their loud TV, screaming kids, barking dogs, or perhaps a combination of all of the above. And oftentimes, once again, there is little you can do. You can complain to the office, and that may or may not actually do something. But then again, that's a crapshoot. Then there's also the distinct possibility that if you do report them or if it's something that ends up getting them evicted, let's just say they'll remember you, or at least remember your car, and leave your car with a not-so-nice going-away present, which I've had happen to me several times. Now let's talk about the wonderful, warm, and friendly application process. Very fortunately for me, I've not had to rent an apartment in several years, but I have gone with quite a few people when they were apartment hunting, and being there when they were actually going through the application process. I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, thank God I don't have to go through this intrusive bullshit. These apartment rental companies basically wanted to know their entire damn life story. Your employment, your credit rating, you name it. And at the end, I was surprised that they didn't also request a damn DNA sample. Apparently, it's not enough that they charge outrageous rents for what amounts to a small shithole to exist in, but they want to make the process as intrusive and degrading as possible. Which brings us to the next issue, criminal rent prices. Sure, you might be able to find a studio or a one-bedroom for $600 to $800 a month, but if you want to live in an apartment complex that doesn't look and feel like a barrio in Mexico after a bomb blast, you can easily expect to pay $1,100 and up per month, and that often doesn't even include utilities. Now, let's compare that to renting a room in a home. The simple fact is, you won't have to deal with all of that nonsense I just mentioned previously. If you can find a house where someone is renting a room, it's quiet, safe, and comfortable, that's your absolute best bet. And perhaps the best part, it's a hell of a lot cheaper, and it usually includes utilities, internet, and Wi-Fi. Now, there are many different kinds of landlords. Some are very cool, some are intrusive and nosy assholes who don't understand or respect boundaries. And the only way you can really find that out is by renting a place and living there for maybe 2 or 3 months. And if you're not really liking or compatible with that person, start looking for another one. But I truly believe renting a room is still far superior. Rooms may be furnished or unfurnished, but definitely look for something with a fridge and microwave. They should also have some access to the washer-dryer and the kitchen. I forgot to mention that the room should have a decent AC in the window if the house doesn't have central AC. And now, just a brief message for my sponsor, you. A message for my podcast listeners only. It's the new Ernest Van tote bag. It's great looking and big, measuring 13 by 12 by 7 inches, so it holds lots of stuff. Oh, okay. I don't want to give the wrong message that all Americans are obnoxious. It's a really nice tote bag. So if you'd like one, go to my website and click on the Ernest Stuff tab, and I'll get one out to you right away. Sorry for the obnoxiousness. The interview and application process should also be very simple and straightforward. Just your basic employment info, you agreeing to have a criminal background check done, it should be less than $30, non-refundable, and some simple contact references. It should not require a lease agreement. This is a case-by-case basis. You have to remember, you're both just feeling each other out for the first 2 or 3 months to see how you get along. But the primary thing that the owner in the home who lives there wants to feel is safe. And if at any time you come across as aggressive or insulting, they can and should tell you they want you to leave. Remember, you are living in their home and you are living there by their good graces. And as long as you accept and understand those boundaries, you should get along just fine. Now, of course, there are all kinds of people who own homes, so it's something you simply have to feel out for yourself. Some allow pets, some don't. Some have kitchen access, some don't. You just have to work out for yourself what works for you or what can work for you. But in my opinion, rooming is still generally a much better deal than an apartment any day. Well, I really hope you found this helpful, or at least interesting. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today. Take care of yourself.